Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection and one-on-one with the pro, kind of two-in-one, because, you know, our fine friends here at Green Country Village Senior Living Community are so much a part of the community as a whole. We just, you connect. And we connected really well at your recent car show, young lady. Casey Williams, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And it was so fun seeing you out at the car show. Gosh, a week, 2 weeks, almost
yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was.
And, oh my gosh, the weather cooperated. Like you said, the skies parted and it just turned out to be a beautiful day because we were really nervous about the weather. And it just turned out to be a absolutely glorious day. I believe we had close to 80 cars, which we were very pleased with. And it was just a lot of fun. Food truck, there was music, lots of stuff going on.
Oh, my goodness sakes. And your residents had a ball, too, because I was talking to a few of them. And they got the nice little trip down memory lane. There's one of the residents was out with her cute little dog, and she was just having a ball. And I also talked to a couple of the gentlemen saying, yeah, that's a pretty good ride, but hey. You know, like maybe they've seen one before.
Well,
they probably
have. And, you know, there are a lot of classic cars, mm-hmm. and which is really nice for our residents because they recall those cars back from their lives. But also there were some slick, slick new ones. And there were also some classic ones with new engines. So my guess is they look old, but they drive fast. So pretty cool. Pretty cool.
What have we got coming up? We got the holidays, everything.
Oh,
going.
My goodness. Don't even. I mean, we're just recovering from the car show, Tom.
Okay.
So
I don't want to push.
I know. We're getting there. One thing that we're just really pleased about is our sponsorships. And then with the car show, we raised around $12,000 for Alzheimer's Association and programming for our Lakeview Memory Care residents. Mm-hmm. And so we were just delighted at the outpouring of support for our mission, you mm-hmm. know, for what the car show was. It was a lot of fun. Gorgeous cars, great motorcycles. The trophies were the bomb.
They were. But do we still have those on our Facebook page, folks, if you want to go back
and
a few days.
And mine, too. So on there Green Country Villages, you got to go see them. They were awesome. But we just want to thank the community, like you mm-hmm. said, for the support. You guys, of course, mm-hmm. have always been good to us.
Thank you.
But, yeah, the holidays are coming up. Thanksgiving's around the corner. Then we start decorating for Christmas, uh-huh. which I don't think there's a square inch that we don't decorate at Green Country. There might be a couple, but
I haven't seen them.
Okay, you'll have to come out. Because last year you couldn't come.
No, I couldn't. But I haven't seen that square inch or two that you're missing. Because
oh, that's
the
right,
year beforehand
right.
was like, well,
yes.
we've gone Griswold, haven't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we really, Santa has thrown his magic around Green Country. So we'll start decorating after Thanksgiving for Christmas and mm-hmm. all the festivities. And we're just delighted that things can open up again. And, mm-hmm. you know, we've always had people come in and sing and do events and that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. so we'll be able to do that again this year.
Oh, great. That is great. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Thanksgiving, you guys always have a full house. It seems like, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, hey, this is just comfortable.
Well, and I think what I didn't know really until I started working in senior living mm-hmm. is it is a 365, 24/7 home, city, whatever. And so we don't close. People aren't off for Thanksgiving.
Nope.
And we're there to serve our residents mm-hmm. for their Thanksgivings and their mm-hmm. holiday celebrations. So I think there's going to be a lot of fun on Thanksgiving.
Well, I think so, too.
Yeah, it'll be good.
You know something? You have some of the best chefs in town working for you.
I know.
You're kind of spoiled.
I know. Huh? And I get to eat there every day. So what do
yeah.
you say about that?
And you're the healthiest person I know.
Well, I've gained a couple of pounds because the food's so good, but but that's okay. I'm willing to, you know, accept it. We're just excited about, we have a lot of interest right
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
We have just people calling, wanting to move in. Mm-hmm. Our assisted living and memory care are almost full, because right now I think things are kind of relaxing and mm-hmm. people really need that care for their loved one.
Gotcha.
And then assisted in independent living, people are wanting to move in because it's just a great quality of life.
You can be independent, you don't have to worry about anything, and you have mm-hmm. all the security that you need.
Right.
So it's like the best of both worlds.
Yes. I was talking to a woman yesterday because we have somebody coming from out of town mm-hmm. To stay with us for a few days. We call it a staycation.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And someone's coming for a few days, and I was like, so do you mind, like, joining her for lunch tomorrow? And she was like, I'd like to, but I'm going to be playing golf, but I can do breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then, I play bridge on that day. Mm-hmm. And so our residents in independent living,
they're very active.
They're very active. And so we have to schedule those ambassadors around their busy schedules, because they can lock their apartments and mm-hmm. not worry about it.
Sure.
And then go out and do their thing.
Yeah. Now, one thing that comes to mind, because sometimes you get some pushback from folks who are thinking maybe they want to make the leap. It's not like you're in college where you have to check in and check out of the dorm now, is it?
Oh, no, no, no.
You're independent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's senior living. And our assisted living is very much that way as uh-huh. well. We call our assisted living independent living with assistance, because uh-huh. there's medical oversight.
Understood.
But they can come and go. They can use our transportation. We uh-huh. go on field trips. And no, it is absolutely senior living, but you don't have to hassle with housekeeping or yard or, you know, meals.
But you got a kitchen if you want one.
And you do.
You do. I've seen it. It works.
Yep, it does. Although, I haven't seen them work a whole lot of times. We do have a couple of residents that spoil us with cookies, but
most of them say, hey, there's a chef down there.
Save the dishes.
We're going down
uh-huh.
there.
Yeah, so it's a really nice combination of all levels of care.
Good. That's great. Mm-hmm. That is mm-hmm. great. Now, you're talking about getting on the bus and going places again. It's been a while.
We got to go. We've been starting to go back to the Bartlesville Community Center.
Great.
And that has just been wonderful. I know that they've gone to look at the leaves changing. They go to Lunch Bunch. Of course, we go to Walmart twice a week.
And the Lunch Bunch is really popular.
It is. Oh, yeah. They went to Soho, I think, last week.
Oh, and it's Soho good.
It's so good. But it's really nice for those that don't drive
mm-hmm.
yeah. To be able to experience the same things they did when they did drive. Mm-hmm. And we're there to do that. And mm-hmm. one of the new things that we've offered, because we used to only travel within Bartlesville and the Dewey area mm-hmm. for our transportation, now we're offering services to Tulsa. For doctor's appointments and airports, you know, mm-hmm. people, family members that might sure. be coming in, if they're not driving, you know, that can be cumbersome or expensive for the resident to be able to provide that transportation or get to a doctor in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm. So that's another one of the nice pluses that you have mm-hmm. out there at Green Country Village
yes.
Senior Living Community.
Yeah. It's really neat. We really try to, you know, offer whatever the resident needs. One of the things that we do ask our new residents that move in is what do you like to do? I think I've mentioned before we had someone that liked to garden, so we got some raised garden beds.
Yes, and look nice.
And they're great. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're there to kind of see what people like to do and to enrich their lives.
Mm-hmm. And every now and then you get movie stars out of the whole deal, or
yes.
at least TV stars.
Yes, uh-huh. Yep, our ladies that did the drumming, we still laugh about that.
You're still getting visitors on that, aren't you?
I'm still getting visitors. I think we have 50,000 likes on our Facebook page, and we had,
several million views, hasn't it?
50 million views, 600,000 shares on our Facebook alone.
Wow.
So we don't know about TikTok exactly, or Instagram, mm-hmm. and even Twitter. And I'm like, I didn't even think Twitter was that platform for that kind of stuff. But hey, I'll take it. I'll take it all. So, but that just kind of shows. And if anybody's listening that wants to go look at our Facebook page, it's Green Country Village. And it really does show all the different life enrichment opportunities. There are dimensions of wellness. So there's spiritual, physical, I'm sure I should know them all by the top of my head, but, educational. So there's a whole wealth of everything. We have special courses for people that are interested in learning more about maybe indigenous people, and there's religious groups that come in to do church services and mass and that kind of thing. So it's just a well-rounded
community. I'd call it a community. That's because that's what it is.
Yep, we bring it to you.
It's kind of like your own town within a town.
Yeah, it is. It really is, with our salon and our convenience store and everything else. So, yeah.
And even an ice cream truck. Yes,
and even
indeed.
It's still. I told you they will burn the place down if we quit doing that ice cream truck. It is once a week. We still go door to door with ice cream. In all our communities, because they love it so much, even in the cold weather. But they did, the residents did go out, I think with a fire pit and like hot cider, and the other afternoon when it was kind of chilly, getting excited for the fall weather. So, yeah.
And you know something, folks, if you've not been out there to Green Country Village, and I'm sure that you have, you just didn't know it, because it's right across the street from Walmart, right there on Swan Drive. But you go into Walmart and you say, wow, this is kind of set back. And then you take a look off to the south and you say, wow, that's a beautiful landscape. Well, behind those beautiful trees and beyond that beautiful pond, well, there's Green Country Village, where it's close enough to everything, yet miles away from silly. You don't get bothered.
That's really the nice thing. And we have so many people that have lived here all their lives, and they're like, where's Green Country Village again? I'm like, by Walmart. And they're like, oh, that's where that is. I didn't, you know, it's just so tucked back. And with our 26 acres and walking path, you know, it does kind of feel like you're set away from Bartlesville.
You're not hearing any of the street noise, that's for sure.
It's amazing.
You're nicely insulated,
It really is. And so so we just love our little place. We have 94 independent living apartments, 30 assisted living, and 28 memory care.
There you go.
So it's a wonderful, vibrant community, and we welcome you to come. We are accepting walk-ins. Appointments. You're welcome to come to our staycation if you're interested. I invite you to.
I'm glad that's back.
Boy, oh boy. And that is, it's just a lot of fun. And I think that the resident ambassadors can really speak to what Green Country means to them more than me, because I don't live there.
No.
And that's a big decision to downsize. You know, how did you leave your house of 50 or 60 years? And so these residents can really speak to that. And so it's been really a great asset, that staycation experience, for our prospects. Yeah.
Indeed. And I got to tell you what, that is really nice accommodations. You gave me a tour there a couple of years ago, and I've never forgotten that, because I said, wow.
Yeah.
You know,
it's really neat, and it's, you know, a pretty place with all the things that you need to stay for a few days, and it's no obligation, and there's no charge to the prospective resident. So that makes it nice, too.
It's pretty, it's modern, and it's not overwhelming. I like that.
Yes.
Because some folks can say, well, it's a little overwhelming. No, it's not. It's comfy. Yes. It's cozy. It's good.
Yeah, it is. I'm proud of our little Green Country Village. So.
Well, you should be. How can folks get a hold of you?
So you can call us at 335-2086. Or you can visit us online at www.greencountryvillage.com. But I also just encourage you to look on Facebook just to see what fun we have, because we really do try to show all the aspects of what our community is there.
I've never met a grumpy Gus out there, because somebody's got something going on all the time.
That's right. That's right. And the people are really what we, I talk about how pretty the place is and all the fun stuff, but it's really the people, it's really the residents that make the place wonderful.
Oh yeah. It's very vibrant. I'll just say it right there. It's vibrant, and you can insert your adjectives, because seeing is believing. You got to go out there and talk to the folks, because believe me, it's really nice.
Yes.
Thank you very much
for being with us. Thank you so much, Tom. Always good to see you.
All right. See you next month. But then again, I'll probably see you next week, because I see you everywhere. You never stop. You're like the Energizer Bunny, Casey. All right. Take care.
Thanks, Tom. Take care.